it's getting harder, in my opinion, to differentiate, right? And so how do you differentiate in a world? It's, you know, share your personal story. Who are you? What's your purpose? Why do you wake up every day and do what you do and try to make a difference in clients' lives?
Hey, gang, welcome back to Future Proof. I'm your host, Bill Sheridan. Glad to be here. Glad you're here with me. We've got another great show for you this week. You know, we've been saying it a lot over the last few years, and I think it's truer now than ever, but our continued relevance as CPAs, it really depends a lot on our ability to tell a good story. The days of us just being mere number crunchers are over, right? Dead and gone. Today, with machines doing a lot of the grunt work, we need to be able to tell the story behind the numbers. And so that's what we're going to talk about here today. First, a reminder, this week's show is made possible by our preferred providers. And we actually like to think of these folks as partners. These are the organizations, the relationships, the partnerships that allow us, the MACPA, to do a lot of the great stuff that we do for our profession, including this podcast. But these partners do way more than that, too. They're doing things that we believe can help you all become more future ready and thrive in this ever-changing world. And help really is the key word there. They truly do want to help. So please reach out to them and find out more about what they can do for you. You will find out more about all of our preferred providers on our website, macpa.org. Okay, so storytelling. Our world, no surprise here, right? It's just awash with information, data, dashboards, algorithms, all at our fingertips. For financial professionals, access to information has never been easier. But as Jake DeKinder reminds us, all that information has also leveled the playing field a good bit. In his words, the information age is over. The next age belongs to the storytellers. And Jake knows a thing or two about this. He's head of client communication at Dimensional Fund Advisors, and he will be diving deep into the power of personal storytelling at the MACPA's 40th Annual Personal Financial Planning Conference on October 28th. You don't want to miss that. He makes a compelling case, really, that financial storytelling, the ability to tell that story behind the numbers, may be the most important skill the CPAs need to master today. Data, you know, as important as it is, data doesn't inspire action. That's what stories do. And Jake argues that while every CPA has access to the same, you know, tax code, the same planning software, the same economic data, it's their ability to connect those numbers to human experiences that really differentiates them. You know, the best financial communicators don't just report data, they make it meaningful, right? I mean, clients don't remember spreadsheets, they remember the stories you tell. And the reason why they remember all that comes down to how we're wired as human beings. For thousands of years, stories have just been how we've shared knowledge, right? And built trust. They stick in our minds in ways that raw information never will, whether it's, you know, a portfolio manager describing a stock or a CPA explaining a tax strategy. People just remember the examples, the analogies, the narratives, the moments when complex ideas come to life. Those are the things that stick. Jake likes to use a simple but powerful framework for doing exactly that. He calls it the four S's of storytelling. Those S's are scripts, stories, sketches, and supplements. We talk a little bit about that in this episode as well. Those are the tools that turn technical conversations into, you know, the experiences that people actually remember. But great storytelling isn't just about structure. It's also about being authentic, being a real human being. Jake believes that the best communicators sound the same in front of a client as they do, you know, having coffee with a friend. They're just natural, human, unafraid to share a bit of themselves. That vulnerability, there's a good word for it, vulnerability. It builds connection, and connection builds trust. And that's really where you want to be. And here's the great thing. Every CPA out there already has a library of stories just waiting to be told, right? I mean, think of your client victories, challenges that you overcame, lessons learned, even the personal why that drew you to the profession in the first place. There's a great story there. And those narratives are what set one professional apart from another in an age where technical expertise alone just isn't enough anymore. As Jake says, if we can get better at telling our story authentically, clearly, and with purpose, we'll not only build better relationships with our clients, but we'll remind ourselves why we do what we do. So I'm glad you're here for this one. It's a great talk about, you know, more than communication. It's about rediscovering the human side of finance, which is where I think we really need to be these days, and learning how to tell stories that help people see the meaning in their money. Just a great talk this week. Here's my conversation with Jake DeKinder. Jake, thanks so much for being here. I appreciate your time. Great to have you with us. I want to start with this. I was looking over some of your notes for your session, and I noticed that you say the information age is over. The next age is about storytellers. And I'm really kind of interested to hear you tell us a little bit more about that. What do you mean by that?
Yeah, it's interesting. Actually, I picked that up from gentleman Bo Eason, who we actually have brought in to help with storytelling a number of years ago. And we've worked with Bo over the years. But, you know, one of the things that jumps out to me is, you know, if you think about whether it's the access to the information, the data, the tools, all of those things. I mean, it's really easy for financial professionals, financial advisors, accountants, everybody to tap in to all of that, right? So it doesn't really give you an edge. I think this idea of how do you bring it to life through stories, analogies, examples, people, allow people to connect with the information that you're presenting. So I've always loved that quote, and I picked it up a number of years ago from Bo. And I also think what you have is you have a lot of, I'll say, advancements in how, you know, financial planning is delivered, how tax is delivered, how, you know, good investment, if all of these things are delivered. So what I mean by that is it does become a little bit more challenging to differentiate in a marketplace where I think a lot of people are delivering good services.
Yeah, that's a really good point. And technology, I think, is playing a huge role in all of that. It's becoming easier and easier just to generate the data. Harder and harder, I think, to actually explain what all that data means and what are the actual stories behind those numbers, you know? And I think that's a huge skill that a lot of CPAs maybe haven't quite gotten the hang of or mastered yet. I'm wondering what you think makes stories such powerful communication tools in and of themselves.
I think it's how we're wired as human beings. You know, I go back centuries. I mean, you just go back 300 years ago, half the population can't read or write. And yet we're still sharing information with one another. And I think through stories, it's a way that we connect. It's a way that we pass down information. I mean, I think we put on really good conferences here at Dimensional. I watch the financial professionals that work for us, portfolio managers, they get up and present for 60 minutes. And a lot of the only things that people remember from those talks, and I don't mean this in a negative way, is they remember the stock specific examples. They remember the stories about, hey, we were trading this one stock, or this one company did X, Y, and Z, and therefore that's how it moved in and out of the portfolio. That's the type of stuff that people remember. Actually, I'll tell you a funny story. I mean, I was pulling back into my house a couple of weeks ago, and, you know, it'd been a long day. My wife works. There's three kids inside there. I know I got to get in and help. And they were telling a story on NPR about one of the oldest restaurants in LA that was closing down. Supposedly this restaurant claims it invented the French dip. Yeah. And I sat in my driveway for an extra like 6 minutes, 'cause I was like, I got to hear the way that this story ends.
That's right. Yeah. They just kind of reel you in a way that pure numbers just never will. And what are some of the traits? I mean, what makes a financial professional, somebody in our profession, not just a good communicator, but a really effective one? I mean, what are some of the traits that you see from the best financial storytellers that are out there?
Well, I think one, they identify ways to connect with people's own life experiences. Meaning, if you have someone who, for whatever reason, is into, you know, renovating houses, then the analogies and the examples you use, put it in their own, you know, their own word. If they've got kids, relate to the kid example. I mean, this stuff sounds so basic, but just they're observant of, here's who's sitting across the table from me. Here's probably common experiences that we can bond over. And by the way, I can use those to kind of reinforce some of the points. Authenticity, hugely important. I think when we start talking about technical matters, when we're presenting on technical matters, and that, by the way, can be in a conference or it can be one-on-one, I see people kind of almost like tense up and become overly professional. And when you're overly professional, I think it's harder for, I want to say, to sell your ideas. Whereas, you know, I always joke, I'm like, if you were having coffee with somebody, or you were getting a glass of wine with somebody, or hanging out at a barbecue, how would you talk to them? Like, that's the way you should talk to professionals. And I don't mean that you're unprofessional, right? You're prepared, you know the data, but you're natural and you're authentic. And I think people connect with that information. And the last thing I'll say about all of this stuff on communication, you know, people ask me all the time, like, what do great communicators do and how do they? And I'm like, yeah, it's practice. I mean, it's repetition. It's you know, you think about anything you want to get better at in life, you got to work at it. Yeah. And as adults, that becomes harder and harder to carve out time to practice. But I do believe that if we're committed to our craft, we really should figure out how can we really get better and put the time into getting better at the things that we want to, and in a lot of cases need to.
Yeah. Yeah. You know, and it's like, I don't know, this is almost I want to say a new skill, but maybe not new, not so much new as underutilized, especially in the era that we're in now, when technology is taking over a lot of that number crunching stuff. I mean, the stuff that's really going to set us apart, and help us continue to add value going forward is stuff like this. It's our ability to really bring those numbers to life in ways that the machines simply can't.
Well, and I think it's also finding, you know, where do you find those moments, and who do you find those moments to practice with? Mm-hmm. And I actually, I practice a lot on my kids. I got a 14, 11-year-old and 8-year-old. I think they're pretty sharp kiddos. But, you know, I take some of these concepts and I'm like, if I can get them to understand this stuff, then that's probably the level I want to be communicating on. You know, if somebody wants to push me on the details and you want to go deep, I'm like, yeah, we can go deep. That's fine. But that's not where I'm going to start the conversation. Actually, I'll tell you a funny little story. So I do a lot of presenting for Dimensional. This is a couple of years ago in Chicago. My family comes up to Chicago. My oldest, Barkley, is at the back of the room. He had asked me the night before, he's like, Dad, can I watch you present? I'm like, yeah, you can totally watch me present. And so I get up there, I present, and he comes running up to me afterwards and he goes, Dad, I understood almost everything that you talked about in that presentation. I was like, perfect. Then I nailed it.
That's what I was looking for. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's a really great point, man. If you can make kids that age, you know, grasp and understand and really kind of get excited about these types of concepts, then you can sell it to almost anybody. Yeah.
That's right.
Something else that caught my eye in your notes, something you call the 4S framework of storytelling, scripts, supplements, stories, sketches. Tell me a little bit about that. I don't want to take a huge deep dive into it, but what is it and why is it so important as we're thinking about ourselves as storytellers?
Yeah. I mean, it's really a framework. Actually, I think about it as a system of communication where you can take anything you want to talk about inside of this industry or outside of it, and you put it through that, and you're going to get your message across more effectively. And on a high level, it's pretty simple, right? Like your script, those are just your bullet points. So, you know, you're going to get a question on inflation or changes in the tax code or whatever it is, right? So it's like, okay, great. Then just take some time and bullet point out your responses. Then you go to stories, which is, do I have a client specific story? Do I have an analogy? Do I have an example on how I can really bring this to life for you? The sketches are the visual element. And in this industry, I find a lot of people will default to data, to charts, to graphs and all of that. And I'm not saying you don't need that stuff, but if you could draw out some of those concepts versus shoving a bunch of charts in front of people, in my opinion, sketching that out is going to get that message across more effectively. And then supplements are just your good collateral material. And that's maybe you do reinforce the conversation with a chart. Maybe there's something you email out. Maybe there's something you put on your website, whatever it is. But now you've got a whole system of communication of bullet pointed out, bring it to life with stories, figure out if you could sketch some of these concepts out, and then have a couple of good supplements or collateral material to go to. And then you just basically build a library on everything you need that you're going to have to talk about.
Yeah, that's a great way of thinking about it. I haven't really put it into those terms before. Another kind of nut and bolt type of thing that stuck out to me, something that you refer to as Freytag's pyramid. It's kind of an arc of storytelling, so to speak. I mean, tell me a little bit about what that looks like. And how can CPAs kind of translate that into the conversations that they have with, you know, some of these more technical subjects, tax, investments, things like that? How does that apply?
Yeah, I mean, that Freytag's pyramid, Gustav Freytag, professor a number of years ago, and kind of outlined what sort of classic storytelling looks like. You know, when you can look that up, there's a five-part basically framework. There's a 7-part framework, and some of it gets a little too complicated in my opinion, but what it does is it allows you to think, okay, if I was going to be a good storyteller, I kind of have to think about, you know, what's the setup, what's the situation, how is there some type of sort of tension that builds in the middle, right? There's got, I mean, a good story, if you think about it, right, sort of builds some tension, and then there's going to be kind of a release, and there's going to be a payoff. Mm-hmm. One of my colleagues says it even more succinctly. He's like, look, man, a good story is like a good joke. He's like, there's a setup and there's a punchline. Mm-hmm. And it, all these things to me help keep it sort of in this framework around what I want a good story to be. Now, I'll tell you a funny thing. If your listeners go and they look that up, Freytag's Pyramid, it's literally how every single Disney movie is designed. I mean, my kids will have a Disney movie on and they don't even, I'll be like, yeah, you guys are about 50 minutes into the movie, because I know that's exactly the point in the, basically the story arc. Mm-hmm. And in fact, a number of years ago, there was a Budweiser, a beer commercial. It was 90 seconds long. It had no words, Clydesdales and a Dalmatian, and it follows the framework just absolutely perfectly. That's so right, when yeah. I do storytelling exercises, I tell financial professionals, I tell CPAs, I'm like, listen, this is a little complicated, but you just have to think about, what's the setup? Can I build some tension? And then the payoff is, why does it matter? Like, why should someone care about the story that you're telling?
Yeah. Yeah. And you make great points too. I mean, these types of stories and the framework behind them, they're everywhere. I mean, mm-hmm. you know, you mentioned Disney, but, Star Wars or that Super Bowl ad is fantastic. I mean, Budweiser is famous for stuff like that, being able mm-hmm. to take a very simple concept and make people care deeply about an ad about beer, you know. And it all comes back to this idea of building that story arc and getting people to care throughout the, you know, even if it's only 90 seconds long, but mm-hmm. it, you know, it can be done in that short a period of time. And I mean, you know, what kind of lessons can CPAs take from stuff like that? You know, how can they take, you know, lessons from an advertising campaign and say, hey, maybe this can help me connect with my clients on a deeper emotional level?
Well, the one thing I do hear is that, you know, I'm not a good storyteller. And I don't know if that's the case. I think everybody, well, one, with a little practice, I think everybody can be a good storyteller. And stories are all around. You know, you think about the CPAs that are listening in on this, right? Like, mm-hmm. how many different clients have you helped through time? What was the situation? How did your expertise say there was a problem that we were encountering? They were going to like make horrible tax decisions, whatever it was. And we made decisions X, Y, and Z, and it got them to a much better place. And by the way, that's what we do for all of our clients. And that's what we can do for you, right? I mean, everyone that's listening in here has these stories, these experiences that they've been through. The other thing to remember is it doesn't have to be your story. And what I mean by that is that I think good storytellers are constantly picking them up mm-hmm. from the world, from other podcasts they listen to, from a story that their colleague or their buddy told them. And again, as long as you tell it in an authentic manner and you believe in it, it doesn't matter if it's your story or not, right? You're just sharing information, and that information is what people are going to connect with.
And I think a lot of it in this profession might come down to just like giving ourselves permission to go there. You know, mm-hmm. I think this goes back to your point earlier about just being ultra quote unquote professional and thinking that, you know, that would be too loosey goosey or touchy feely or whatever the case may be, but that, you know, giving us permission to go there, I don't know, in my mind, loosens us up a little bit to the point where we're able to, you know, we're not communicating with clients, we're having a conversation with them, you know, and I think that's a huge difference and allows us to maybe speak in a language that better allows those stories to come to the surface. I don't know.
You nailed it. And think about this, right? Think about any time that you've had a conversation with somebody and they're authentic, they open up, they share a little bit of stuff, right? What are you more inclined to do? What I find is that a lot of people then are more inclined and they're more willing to share back and start that conversation, to your point. And if you think about, you know, whether you're a CPA, whether you're financially, if you're in any service professional, right, you actually want the person sitting across the table from you to open up, to start sharing. Because when they do that, now you're going to understand what are their challenges, what are their problems, what are they emotionally upset about, what are they really excited about? What are they trying to do for their family? All of these things. Now I've got information that I can really go to work and do some great, great work for you.
Yeah, that's great stuff. One of the story or types of stories that you point to is something that we've been kind of hyper focused on for the last year or so, and we've been calling it the CPA purpose, the purpose of the profession. In other words, we kind of have felt for a while that CPAs spend too much time talking about what they do and not enough time talking about why they do it. And you kind of point to that as, you know, a story that we need to be able to tell more often and share that kind of, you know, the passion that really brought us to this profession in the first place and be able to share that with clients. Why is that so important, do you think? What makes that a particularly effective story?
Well, we've covered it. You know, at the beginning I said, it's getting harder, in my opinion, to differentiate, right? And so how do you differentiate in a world? It's, you know, share your personal story. Who are you? What's your purpose? Why do you wake up every day and do what you do and try to make a difference in clients' lives? And I think that they want to hear that. Also, this gets back to the vulnerability piece, right? If you're sharing your passion, why you love what you do, all of those things, people are going to open up on what's important to them in their life. So it's all of these things that we're talking about are very, very interrelated. And again, we do personal storytelling training workshops with financial professionals all the time. And I get feedback that says, hey, I've gone down that path. I've started to share kind of my personal why, my purpose with people. And I found it actually to be really effective from a business development standpoint. So, and I have no problem. And again, I'm not going to use the word sales, but I have no problem using the word sales. Let's be really clear, because if you believe in what you do and you make a difference in people's lives, you should want to go tell more people about what you do. Sure. And so I think when you've got this, hey, I'm authentic, I'm sharing, I'm making a difference in people's lives, and by the way, I can have a more productive business, I'm like, that's great. That's a home run.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. How about client stories? I mean, so are there any landmines that we have to watch out? I mean, they're obviously we're dealing with clients all day long, and they probably have some great stories that we might want to share with other folks. What do we need to kind of keep in the back of our minds as we go forward and share their stories and you know, in a way of making points with other clients?
Well, I mean, I think it's the obvious one. Obviously, you're not going to use names. You're not going to share personal information. You're not going to do all of those things. And, but I mean, other than that, I think you should be perfectly comfortable sharing the great experiences that you've created for your clients and sharing the challenges that you've helped them work through. I mean, that to me is a powerful way where you've got someone who's in a very similar situation. You're like, we just went through this last year, and I'll tell you what the person was stressing about X, Y, and Z, right? And here's when they came in and whatever it is. But I don't think you should shy. I mean, obviously, again, you're not going to share confidential information. You're not going to share, you know, names or anything like that. I'm not like, but I think the experience of what you created for somebody, you should be excited to tell them about that.
Yeah. And you alluded to this, I think, just a few minutes ago, but so many people that I run into in this profession just kind of step back or cringe when you get to this idea of being storytellers, of telling, and they may grasp the concept, but say to themselves, you know, I'm not a natural storyteller. I don't know how to, I've never really done this in the course of my work. I mean, how do we get started with somebody like that? What's kind of is there a first step or is it more of a mindset in terms of taking that first step to becoming a better storyteller?
Well, again, you know, when we do these workshops, we run people through, you know, let's develop your personal story. We actually partner them up with people. We have them deliver it in 90 seconds, which sounds crazy to do, but there's a method to the madness there, because what you want to do is it gets back to sort of that structure of the story. You can tell a story in 60 seconds or you can tell it in 5 minutes. But if you don't have the key points and you don't have the structure there, it becomes a lot harder. So the exercise basically pushes people to say, could you do it in 90 seconds? Mm-hmm. And then, by the way, we flip the groups around, mix up the people, and we make them do it in 60 seconds. Mm-hmm. So that whole exercise, and we find that people really value it going through it. The other thing that I'll say is find someone who will give you honest feedback of what worked for the story, what didn't work for the story, what parts would you change on this? And then what you're going to find is you start doing that and you do it enough times that you're going to get more excited about telling your story. You're going to get better at telling your story. You may even have a couple, I'll say different versions of the story. I don't mean that like it's still you, it's authentic, but like sometimes you include this detail, sometimes you leave this detail out. Maybe you know something about the person's background, so you spend a little bit more time on this, a little bit less time on that. But again, we talked about it. It's all repetition, you know? I mean, it's like, you look at the best athletes in the world, it's like, yeah, they practice all the time. You think about the best musicians, you know, people, they get up on stage and they do, and they improv and they go, people are like, oh, he's a genius. Be like, no, he spent like thousands and thousands of hours in his bedroom doing this over and over, practicing his scales, going over that constantly. That's how you get good.
It's it's not easy. It's hard stuff, but it pays off. And so much of it, I think, is just, I don't know if it's a natural curiosity or just being more observant, but like you had said earlier, just we're surrounded by stories all day long. It's just a matter of being able to notice them for what they are and kind of file them away for future reference. I don't know. Is there a secret to that? I mean, what's one, I don't know if you can boil it down to like one thing that CPAs can do today to get better at this kind of stuff. What would that be?
Well, the practice piece of it, but in terms of finding the stories, I think you just have your eyes open, you know, all the time. And you nailed it in that there's stories all now. There aren't necessarily CPA accounting stories all around us. We know that, but you know, you go back to sort of who we are as human beings. And I see the musical instrument behind you. I mean, think about music, right? That's just storytelling. Think about the movies that everybody loves to watch. Think about the growth of podcasts, right? I think the growth of podcasts is directly related to the fact that people want to hear stories. It's information, but it's delivered in a form that you're like, hey, this is, I'm going to pay attention to this. I'm going to hang on and hear how this kind of turns out. So I think it's just being open to it's all around you. And I think when you have that mindset, what you're going to find is, oh, inside of my firm, oh, actually, we do have a lot of really good client stories. Oh, we've actually made a difference. Oh, there's actually a couple of people that explain this concept really, really well. Yeah. And then you start just kind of creating that library. And then the next thing you know, someone brings something up and you just, it's almost muscle memory. You just go right. I'll give you a good example. I had no plan whatsoever to tell you the story about Barkley, my son, at the Chicago conference. Mm-hmm. And it just, you asked me something and it came into my mind. I was like, oh, I got a story for that one.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
They're there if we pay attention to, you know, it's yeah. Everybody, I firmly believe this. Everybody has a story to tell.
They do.
It's just a matter of getting them to tell them. Jake, thanks so much for being here. Thanks for your insights. I think this is a critically important conversation and one that I hope more CPAs are paying attention to. So I appreciate you being here. Appreciate you spending some time with us at the conference later in October. Thanks for the conversation.
I appreciate the time. Great conversation.
Great stuff there from Jake DeKinder. He is the head of client communication at Dimensional Fund Advisors. You can learn more by visiting dimensional.com. As I said, Jake is among the speakers at our 40th annual Personal Financial Planning Conference scheduled for October 28th. The conference will be a live webcast, but there'll also be a watch party if you want to attend with friends at the SC&H offices in Sparks. You can find out more and register by visiting macpa.org/PFP. And finally, don't forget this week's show, made possible, as always, by our preferred providers, our partners in this profession. They're doing things that we believe can help y'all become more future ready and thrive in this ever-changing world. And you will find out more about all of our partners on our website. That's macpa.org. And that is all I've got, gang. Thanks for being here. Have a great week. Talk to you again soon. Take care.